Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Good Vibration Sound Healing, the art and science of vibroacoustic sound therapy. I really appreciate you spending some time with us today. My name is Tom Gleason, and I'm here with my wife, Dr. Lisa Gleason, and we are both certified sound practitioners and extremely passionate about this subject. In these shows, we're going to be discussing in depth all aspects of vibrational sound and healing and try to help you gain an understanding of how to achieve personally a body in balance and an overall sense of well-being.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lisa Gleason, and I'm really excited about today's show and the beginning of our first podcast. We are going to start today with a basic introduction to the concept of sound and vibrational therapy, and we'll also talk about the various applications. Over time, we'll talk a little bit more about myths, the tools, the benefits, and of course, the science behind this amazing therapy. Before we get into talking more about sound healing or sound therapy, I think we should talk a little bit about how we came into this practice. Do you want to do that?
Absolutely. I think that's a good idea.
So why don't you tell everybody about your background in music? Because I think that's the starting point.
Well, yeah, that was a good starting point. I've been a musician and a songwriter for many, many years, and I've always had an interest in that, and I've always kind of pursued other angles to that as well. So sound healing was just kind of a natural progression from my music. And I started to experiment a little with sound frequencies in songs and things of that nature, and I just got really excited about the power of sound. And we all know that a song can certainly touch us in such a deep way, and it's the same thing for sound healing as well. These specific tools that we use really can touch each cell. They touch the body very deeply and can cause physiological change that can put the body in a much better place for healing.
What was really amazing to me was the first time that you shared with me some of the things that you were working on. And one night, Tom said to me, I have to let you try this this one sort of, you know, we weren't calling it sound healing at that point. He just wanted me to experience this music bed that he had created that was going to induce a deep sense and state of relaxation. So I put on headphones and I got into a quiet room and I began to listen to this music bed that Tom created. And it was, I'm not even quite sure what happened during that time, because the next thing I know, I was just sort of waking up from a state. And I felt incredibly relaxed afterward. I felt very peaceful. And I was pretty amazed at what I almost felt like was a kind of a lapse in time, because I was so deeply relaxed and peaceful. So Tom sort of explained to me some of the work. Well, why don't you tell him what you did kind of under that music bed that I was hearing?
Sure. It's kind of based on a science that's called cymatics, which has been around for quite a long time. And maybe some of you are familiar with the term binaural beats, where you kind of simulate specific brain states by introducing different frequencies to each ear. And what you hear then kind of locks you into a certain meditative state. And that's what this was. I was kind of putting binaural beats subtly underneath the music bed, so you couldn't really hear it, but it was having an effect. And that's what we both felt, just a very deep meditative state.
So it was pretty incredible. And as I said, it literally like knocked me out, which was amazing. And as someone who, like many of my friends, were always seeking ways to decompress from the pressures of, you know, our busy lives, you know, we seek out alternative therapies, massage, yoga, Reiki, you know, all different kinds of practices that kind of bring us to this place that are alternative to medicinal therapies. So I thought this was really cool. And we started to talk more and more about this idea of what sound does. And over time, we started to seek out ways that we could become more knowledgeable and then actually apply already some of what you had been doing.
Yeah, I mean, this, what we were doing in those early stages is really the basis for a lot of the meditation CDs that were on the market for many years. It wasn't something I came up with, but I was just exploring different versions of it. But
you didn't invent it?
Ugh. You thought I invented it? I should have kept with that. I really I had you going. Darn it. But I tell you, you know, as much as I am a musician and I love music, once we started actually studying sound healing, we quickly learned that music, this is not music. Sound and vibration is its own thing, completely exclusive for music. You can combine them and they can have incredible effects, which I love to do. But if you're being true to the science and the art of sound healing, you're going to use the tools, and they're not necessarily going to be musical. They're just going to be vibrational.
Don't you think that was the hardest part when we first started our coursework? Understanding that coming from a musical background, that we were not necessarily, in fact, we were trying not to create music and not trying to organize sound, but to distill sound down to notes and use those very intentionally and specifically. And what I thought was really interesting was the fact that sometimes what didn't sound necessarily musical had some of the highest healing properties.
Right, such as gongs and things like that that just reverberate so deeply. But it was very difficult for me because immediately when I hear sound of any kind, I immediately try to give it melody and harmony, and I create around that in a musical way. So it took some unlearning for me.
So my background is not music. My background is in education. And so while Tom comes from a very experienced background in music, my field, as I said, is in education from elementary to secondary to higher education at the university level. And my doctorate is in education. So it kind of became a natural fit, wouldn't you say, that we had this curiosity and we had backgrounds in both music and education that we wanted to bring this together in a way that we could teach others, help others, and add to the field of healing arts.
We were a perfect team. I knew what was going on and you could explain it.
Story of our life. So we were very fortunate. We did our research. We looked at a variety of training organizations, from organizations in California to New York City. And we kept coming back to a smaller training organization in New York State, and in particular in an area that we spend a lot of time up in the Catskills. And we found Sage Academy of Sound Healing. And Tom and I, that's kind of our happy place, going up to the Catskills. We get away, we listen to music, we hike. And so when we found this place and we, you know, looked at their credentialing, we said, this is a perfect fit. And we signed up, and we, over the course of a year, were introduced to the science and the art of sound healing.
Yeah, it was incredible. We had some incredible instructors. Some of the guests that they brought in are pretty much the best in the field, you know. So we were some names that I had already heard, you know, of and had read some of their books, and it was incredible to learn, to meet them and to learn what they knew.
I think I saw you for the first time ever starstruck.
I was starstruck.
You were starstruck. We met our first weekend. Our trainer that weekend was Dr. John Beaulieu, who is known as the father of sound healing with tuning forks. And he has a company called Biosonics, and he has done some of the largest scale research on sound healing, and particularly with regard to tuning forks. So he was there live and in person. He did, if you remember, he did I volunteered immediately to have him do a session with tuning forks, and you were a little bit starstruck, you got to admit.
Yeah, I read his books, and I was impressed, to say the least. But now, most of you may, when you hear about sound healing, and if you're hearing about it for the first time, you may be a little bit skeptical. You know, as we were, kind of, about the whole thing. We knew sound had power, and we knew it could be effective, but we were skeptical about the way it was being delivered to the public. But I tell you, the more that we learned, you know, through the Sage Academy, and the more that we experimented with it, we quickly realized that there was nothing to be skeptical about. This was true. It was backed by science, and it really has a profound effect on the human body.
I think that was important for us to understand that this was not just a practice isolated to sort of that new age demographic. And, you know, when we came into this, we realized that while I'm not discounting that demographic of people who are doing amazing work in the community, but the community of sound practitioners involved, who were some of the people we met in that first session? They were doctors, they were musicians, we had counselors, teachers, people who were practicing already in private session, group session, somewhere who were just learning like us. But they were from all walks of professional life. And I think that was really impressive to me because it brought even more validity to the science. And, you know, as a person in the field of education and research, that was really important to me that this was backed by research. And, you know, it didn't take long to get me hooked once we started seeing the research and the science behind these therapies.
Yeah, even learning about like chakras, you know, something that has always kind of had that air of kind of a new age feel to it. These energy centers in the body are true. They're really, they can be blocked, and they can also be unblocked by sound and by vibration, and they can have a truly amazing effect. And I was very impressed by how this is being used for medical purposes with pregnancies and things of that nature, and how sound can just have, across the board, it can really be applied depending on the tones you use, on the frequencies that are applied, and of course the tools that you use. It can have just a variety of effects.
So, you know, as we've been talking about the science and the research, there was a doctor that in the work we were doing as we began to study sound therapy and vibroacoustic healing, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who said that if we accept that sound is vibration and we know that vibration touches every part of our physical being, then we begin to understand that sound is heard not only through our ears, but actually through every cell in our body. And that makes sense to me. It's also, which I thought was, you know, really profound, one of the oldest and most natural forms of healing known to man. It's truly one of the most ancient forms of healing. So we think this is something new, and it's actually one of the most ancient forms of natural healing. We can go back to some of our most ancient civilizations and see how sound healing was used. Sound baths, that we call them now, were actually group practices. The Aborigines were one of the first to use sound for healing. They used bone and conch shells and that amazing and powerful didgeridoo. Got it.
Some of the ancient people, they may not have had the science, to understand what was going on, but they certainly knew at the core that we are all vibration. We're all energy. Everything is energy vibrating. So, of course, other energies, like energies that are going to be synchronized with your energy, is going to have an effect somehow. And, you know, to kind of just naturally develop that and hone that is what happened over time, and it's incredible.
So I want to kind of tell everyone, our listeners, about kind of break it down a little bit, right? Because there's a lot we can talk about with where it comes from, and you know, how people from ancient Egyptians were using vowel chanting and all forms of instruments, including vocal instruments, to create this vibrational healing. But basically, what we're talking about is creating sound waves, right? And the sound waves from the instruments, whether it's from tuning forks, crystal bowls, Himalayan bowls, chimes, gongs,
drums and flutes and stringed instruments. I mean, there are a lot of different musical instruments that are also applied to this.
So these, the sound waves from these instruments actually entrain the brain to move into these deeper alpha, theta, and delta brainwave frequencies. So with very specific protocols, the practitioner can induce deep meditative and peaceful states. The other thing we have to think about is, as human beings, we're comprised primarily of liquid. And these vibrations from the sound instruments penetrate the body, and they move through our tissues and organs, and the sound actually resonates directly into cellular memory, and it releases blockages and can create this profound sense of peace and relaxation. It's almost like if you've ever had an incredible massage, a physical massage, it's a body sound massage. And you know, some of the benefits of sound healing, and these are just some that are reported, are that deep, profound relaxation that I told you I experienced before we even knew what we were doing. Decrease in stress, anxiety, depression, improved sleep, release of blocked emotion. It quiets those racing thoughts and mind chatter. You have this enhanced sense of wellness, and it increases your energy flow, creativity, intuition. And there's also sort of this heightened sense of perception and heightened sense of sensation in the body. And I think that goes, again, back to how it's almost getting a tune-up for the body.
And, of course, the sound can promote the creation of nitric oxide, which is critical in putting the body in a state where it's at optimum healing. So as we move through the different shows, we're going to have some guests that are experts in these different fields that can talk more and in detail about the various areas of their expertise. And
we'll also tell our listeners a little bit about our journey as we go along, because we're moving into practice beyond working with individuals in individual sessions, but moving into group sound baths and workshopping with, you know, very specific topics. And so we'll be bringing all of that to you, both before and after some of our events. And we'll also be teaching you how to do some of these healings. And we'll be offering links on where to purchase some of the sound healing instruments and teach you how to do some of the therapies for yourself, so it can become part of your daily practice, which I think is amazing to have that at your fingertips. And I think that's one of the things that we realized early on, was that the effect is immediate, and to really internalize the effect, it has to become part of your daily practice. And it doesn't take long. 5 minutes of tuning in the morning can really set you up for a great day.
Absolutely. And our clients can attest to that. And the people that we've worked on just come out of these sessions completely rejuvenated. And we're lucky enough to get the benefits of it while we're doing it. I mean, where else can you do that? We're doing it, but we're gaining the benefits of it just as the clients are.
I think it might be the only practice that, unless there's something else, I think it's the only practice that I can think of that is fully reciprocal, right? Like while we are practicing, and Tom and I do sessions one-on-one with clients, or we'll do a session where Tom and I work together on a client, which is, you know, really a full bonus kind of session. And then we also work in group sound therapy, or what we call sound baths, where a large group of clients will come together, maybe, you know, 15 to 25, and we do group sound therapy. So, but we walk out with all of those benefits and the same sense of well-being and peacefulness and sort of cohesiveness that the clients do. And that's what I think is amazing.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot to break down and absorb on this subject. So I guess we'll leave it there for today. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in to our first podcast. And we really hope that you come back and spend some time with us again.
Please come back. Make sure you listen to us on Spotify and Apple Music and tune in. Every week we'll have a new podcast. It's Good Vibrations. And remember, when you feel better, you heal better.